seconds to talk?
Yes.
The reason why I'm calling you, obviously, is that I'm one of the detectives handling the incident that occurred out in the Agora-Westlake area, and your name and voice appear on a 911 call.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if you could kind of, in your own words, just kind of tell me kind of what you were doing, what you saw, and then I would fill in with some, you know, follow-up questions.
Sure. I don't think I called 911. I think I called the regular line just to let them know that I was a witness to it. So,
okay.
After it happened, because we were coming down Lakefield a little before 9 o'clock, and we saw a police car kind of like going and stopping, coming out of that mall where the movie theaters, the Twin movie theaters is. And I was kind of like, what's he doing? Is he going or is he not going? Or, you know, like it was kind of a little sporadic. And then he just like cut out and went around the corner onto Agora. And so I was behind him. And right as I turned, made a right there, I saw the, there was like a, I think they, I didn't see it. My husband may have seen it. The police officer collide with the guy going the wrong way on the street, and I stopped my car right there as I turned because I saw he was going the other, I guess he was a hit and run driver going the wrong way on that street. So I just stopped my car and just was like, don't hit my car, because he came he was really close to hitting my car, and then went past me, and the police officer turned and went after him, and then they went behind us as they were going and crossing Lakefield, and then we heard shots fired. So I was, and then we're like, we sped off to get out of the way because we were like in the line of fire for sure right there.
Okay.
And my husband said he saw the officer shooting, I think he said, because I was driving, so I couldn't see what was going on behind me, but he's like, go, 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 yeah, let's get out of the way, and so we got out of there.
Okay, so do you know what street you were on before Lakefield, or
We were coming from the Promenade Mall, so we were coming from Thousand Oaks, we made a right onto, isn't it Lakefield, isn't that the one that goes, meets Agora?
It may be Lakeview.
Lakeview, sorry, Lakeview. Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with the area, so I didn't want to like throw words in your mouth. But
yeah.
So you're coming from the Promenade.
Mm-hmm. And we went my mom lives right there in Stony Brook, so then we just made a right into her her complex area, which was right past that.
Okay. Now, do you remember what lane you were driving in?
I was driving in the right lane.
Would that be the closest to the curb?
Closest to the curb, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you commented that it was the shopping center where the theater is?
Yeah, the Twin Theater.
Yeah. Where were you kind of like in relation to the theater? Were you before the theater or after the theater as you get to Agora?
Before the theater.
Before the theater?
Yeah.
And where was the deputy, the one that you saw?
He was coming, exiting the theater in the exit closest to Agora, but coming out on Lakeview.
Okay, okay.
So he was coming out onto Lakeview.
Okay, and then, would you know what lane he was in?
He was waiting, and he stayed in the lane closest to the curb, I believe, because he came out. I let him, like, I was trying to figure out, is he trying to get out, or is he, like, waiting on me? Because I didn't know what he was doing. Now knowing that he was waiting for the guy to come down the street makes more sense, because he was like, go, stop, go, stop. I'm like, what is he doing? And then he just went right in front of me, and then I kind of like followed him around the corner.
Okay.
Kind of.
Now, did you notice if the deputy's vehicle had any lights or sirens or anything on?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I don't know if it had. I want to say, I don't remember if its lights were on in the, like, normal lights were on. I got to think they were, because I knew. I don't recall for sure, so
okay.
I shouldn't say.
No, that's fine. But no emergency.
But no sirens. No, because I wouldn't have gone.
Okay. And then you said that that he turned right and then went on an agora?
Mm-hmm.
And about how far, when the deputy turned, about how far behind him were you?
Maybe 20 feet-ish. It was like, it all happened pretty fast because I, you know, we saw it, and then I saw the other guy driving on the wrong side of the road,
uh-huh.
And then I was just looking to make sure he wasn't going to hit me. So I was just kind of, like, watching him as he's going, trying to figure out, like, not moving my car because I didn't want to make it worse, but just wanted... So I was kind of more looking at the front of my car, wondering if we were going to get hit or not.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Now, did you... before you turned, did you look in your rearview mirror at all or anything?
No.
Okay.
I was looking in my rearview mirror after they went past me, but I couldn't see that much, but my husband turned around. And so you're more than welcome to talk to him,
okay.
too.
Okay. Now, when you turned onto Agora Road, do you know what lane you were in then?
I was in the lane closest to the curb.
Okay. And about how far in front of you was the deputy at that time?
Probably like, let me think, like 50 feet maybe, maybe less than that. Because we saw him hit, and then the guy kept going, the other guy kept going, the police officer kind of turned around to come back to him, and then, so we saw, like, both, because I have a black SUV, so I was up higher, and so I could just see that my lights hitting their face as they went past.
Okay.
So,
now, what lane was the deputy in?
I think he was in the lane closest to the curb as well. The other guy, when he went past me, was in the lane, the other lane, because he was in my lane, but he cut it close and kind of went around me to the other lane.
To the lane, like, closer to the median?
Yeah, to the median.
Okay, so he kind of, like, swerved around you?
Yeah.
Okay. Could he have hit you, you think, if he wanted to?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, he could have hit me. We thought he was going to hit me.
Okay. So, you kind of indicated that you might have seen the collision between the deputy and the other car?
Yeah, and it was kind of, I think I was more, and I think been probably a better judge of it, because I just came around the corner, and it was like, what just happened? Because it was like, we had no idea what went on, but we just saw it looked like the officer kind of pitted the guy going the wrong way to try to get him to stop.
Okay.
And I think he may have been, I don't know which lane the other guy was in at that time. I know that he came to my lane. He was in my lane, getting out of my lane to go around me.
Okay.
As I was kind of coming, as I stopped my car.
Okay. About how fast do you think the officer and the other vehicle were traveling?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay. How about when the other vehicle came towards you, about how fast was he traveling?
I don't know.
Okay. How would you describe that vehicle?
Older version, dark color, kind of boxy vehicle. I can't remember what color. It might have been like a brownish color. I know the guy driving had like a shaved head, big eyes. It looked like he had like a cigar or something in his mouth.
Okay.
As he was driving.
Okay. Did he make any contact or anything towards you? Like,
no.
He
just had really big eyes. He's just like, that's the thing that struck me. He looked like, kind of like a Tony Parker, a little version of Tony Parker.
Okay. And then what did you do?
Then I just stopped, kind of like, whoa, what just happened? And then we heard the shots fired behind us, and then my husband said, go, go, go. And so... we weren't sure who was, I didn't know who was firing him at that time. And my husband thought it was the police officer, but we couldn't tell if the other guy was firing back or not.
Okay. Now, where was the other, or that deputy's car at that time when you heard the shots?
Behind us, on the other side of Lake View, like right in front of that stone house. Because I was wondering what was it like. People at Stone House must have been like, whoa. Because there's that little winery right there.
Okay. Okay, and so, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there were two, at that time there's two deputy cars?
Yeah, I didn't see the other one. My husband said there's another deputy out there right now that look that he saw
okay.
come into the picture.
Okay. And then you indicated after that you went to your mom's house.
Yes.
So would that, which direction would that be?
We were going away from the scene, so we were going away from Lakeview towards Westlake Boulevard. But she lives in that Stony Brook, which is like a block. It's like that mall backs up to that her complex thing.
Okay.
So I just made a right into the mall, then went to her house and called Ventura County Sheriff to tell him I saw it.
Okay, and then you. And you indicate you have a black SUV?
Mm-hmm.
And that, have you done anything to it, like aftermarket kits to raise it, or is it just stock
no.
height?
Stock height.
And what kind of SUV is it?
It's a Infiniti QX 56.
56, okay. And you were driving?
I was driving.
And your husband was the front passenger?
Yes.
Okay. And was there anyone else in the car with you?
No.
Okay. And were there any other vehicles on the roadway other than you?
No, I think we were the only ones that even were remotely close to it right at that time.
Okay, did you see any people on the sidewalks in
no.
that area?
Mm-mm.
No? And about how long did this entire event last?
I would say almost less than a minute. I mean, it all, like, was so, from the time I saw the police car to us leaving, it was all, like, I'd say almost within a minute. It happened really fast.
So that's what my next question was. Would it be fair to say that this was the entire event from the time you saw the officer pull onto Lakeview Canyon to...
Shots fired?
Was quick?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Is there anything else important you think I should know?
I don't think so. I mean, I just... it looked like I do believe that I saw behind me the car. For some reason, I think the car that the sheriff was chasing started to drive. So I do believe that I did see, because I was like, is he? Because he was going the wrong side. It looked like he may have spun. And I don't think it was, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think it was the police officer's car that was moving, because I was like, how did his lights turn unless he was pitted or something behind me? But I thought, is he still driving? Like the driver of the vehicle, I thought, is he still driving? Because he's turned around trying to figure out what was going on, but then I was trying to get out of there, so I
okay.
couldn't quite see what was going on. But I thought he... So I was like, how are the shots fired, but he's still going? But I don't know. But then... So,
okay.
That's...
No, that's fair. And you... What's your husband's name? And does he have a good contact number?
Yeah, let me give you his cell phone.
I have two other appointments set up for later this afternoon. So what will probably happen is I or someone else will call on probably Monday. Is there a particular time that is good to get a hold of them so we don't interfere with work or anything?
Probably to not interfere with work would be like evenings or, 8 in the morning. He's usually close to 8:30 on his way to work, so you can...
Okay, so either...
He's got Bluetooth or whatever in his car.
In the a.m. on his way to work or in the evening?
Yeah, or, I mean, yeah, I'm sure he can take time and...
Well, I hate interfering with people's work just because, you know, sometimes employers are less forgiving. And it just interrupts the day, and so it's just easier to do it when it's convenient for other people, so...
And then, later this evening, he'll just be... at the park watching our son's baseball game.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll be tonight. I'm not sure. If it most likely will be Monday, and it'll be either I or one of my partners, depending on how things pan out. And he obviously has the last same name. Sorry.
It's okay.
It sounded like... And do you know your driver's license number by...
Sure.
Well, I really appreciate you calling. It's very helpful to get, you know, citizens to report.
Yeah.
Even if it seems insignificant, it it helps us kind of put the puzzle together.
Yeah, I was a police officer. That's why
Oh, good.
Yeah, a while ago. So that's why I was like, I better call just to
Well, then you really, you know how sometimes we get no one to cooperate. So in this case, it was a pretty significant event. And
Yeah, especially for that area. So that doesn't happen very often there.
The more people we can get you know, help us out, the better off we are. So, again, sometime probably Monday, I or my partner will give your husband a call. So if you could kind of just tell him that probably either in the morning on his way to work or in the evening, someone will give him a buzz.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Today is June 21st, 2013. It is approximately 3:20 p.m. That concludes an interview with observations of the officer involved shooting.